Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, everyone. So that's nice. Not as nutsy. Nutsy, crazy cold. I suppose I'm born to be an Eskimo. All right. Yeah. Fun and a special guest calling. And let's start it off with some Lucy Arnaz. How about that? Okay. I'm feeling the rhythm here. Feeling that rhythm? Gotta wake up, have a second cup of coffee.
Ale, 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 ale.
I wanted to be a comedy writer. I always did ever since I was a little boy growing up on Long Island, but I was in college and there was no courses, there was no curriculum, there was no way, there was no road to take to become a comedy writer. So I figured, gee, maybe I'll become a lawyer, have something to fall back on. And my grades were okay, but they made me take this test, the law boards, the LSATs. Are you familiar with this test? Which was, they're graded from 200 to 800. If you can write your name, you get a 200. If you're Albert Einstein, you get an 800. If you're me, I got a 390, which reclassified me as a mineral, like right away. And I got a 390. I went home to Long Island, told my Jewish parents that I got a 390 on the law boards. And about a week later, this is after they uncovered the mirrors, and and got up from those wooden boxes that they had brought in. My father handed me $1,000, which I then handed to a guy named Stanley Kaplan. You know this guy? He's all over. He's got these schools where they teach you how to prepare to take standardized tests. And for 6 months, $1,000, 6 months, I'm there with the earphones on and the number two pencils and taking the old test and just really focusing on retaking the law boards, which I did 6 months later, where my score catapulted up to a 401. So I figured at that rate, I'd be 90 and my father would be broke by the time I got into an English-speaking law school. So I started writing jokes for Catskill comedians, old comedians who were working the Borscht Belt, the Jewish Alps, called the Catskill Mountains. The Catskill Mountains in the 50s and the 60s were the spawning ground for comedians. I wrote for every Morty, Dickie, Freddie, and Lee that ever lived, okay? I'm 21, they're 50 years old, and they're paying me $7 a joke. That was the rate that I got, $7 a joke. And some of them were just real pains in the ass about it because they'd only pay me if the joke got a laugh. Yeah, so what I would do is I would get in my parents' car on a Friday or Saturday night, drive from Long Island up to the Catskill Mountains, to the Concord Hotel, to the Neverly, Grossinger's, wherever it was. I'd sit in the back of the room and I'd listen to my jokes being told. And then one of the comedian would come off the stage and he'd come up to me and he says, boy, you know, that joke about paving the driveway really didn't get a laugh. And I said, gee, I heard a laugh. And then we would bargain and I'd go home with $4, you know. So, you know, I was 21, they're 50. You know, it was like writing for my parents' friends. And there's different sensibilities and I really didn't want to write for them, but these were the only people that I knew. And I looked around and go, no, I got to change something here. I got to change. And what I did was, there were two clubs in New York at the time. This is in the mid-70s now. It's a Catch a Rising Star and the Improvisation. There were two showcases where the newer breed of comedians at the time were coming through. So what I did was I took all the jokes that these older guys wouldn't buy from me, and I made it up into a stand-up comedy act for myself. And I went to the club, and my plan was to go on stage, deliver the jokes with the hopes that a manager, an agent, a TV executive, all of whom were hanging out at these clubs now, would like the material and give me a job. The first week that I'm there, I met a guy who was also starting out. His name is Billy Crystal. And he was starting, and we became fast friends. I lived in Woodmere, Long Island with my parents, and he lived in Long Beach, Long Island with his wife and kid. He's more mature than I am, okay? And every night he would take his little blue Volkswagen and pick me up at my parents. By the way, in case it ever comes up in conversation, this is the international symbol for little blue Volkswagen, okay? He would pick me up at my parents' house. We'd go into the city, tell our jokes, and then he would take me home. About 4 months into this experiment, I'm on stage about 1 o'clock in the morning, having the hardest time in the world making these six drunks from Des Moines laugh. I get off the stage and I'm really upset. It was horrible. I go over to the bar and I'm hanging my head and waiting for Billy to get done so I can get a ride home. When a guy comes and he sits down next to me and just starts staring at me and staring at me, and finally I go, what? He goes, you know, you're the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life. I said, I know, why rub this in like this? What are you doing? He said, well, your material's not bad. Did you write it? I said, yeah. He said, can I see more of it? I said, you bet. I didn't even ask who it was at first, because it would have shown it to like a gardener at this point, okay? Ends up, this guy is Lorne Michaels.
That was Alan Zweibel. Be on the lookout. Alan Zweibel has a ton of movies coming out in books. It's the band, and he's got Billy Crystal, 100 Sundays, 1,000 Sundays on Broadway. I've got to get my facts straight there. In the chat room, we have George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Yeah, George, thank you for joining us. It's the Mom and Pop Shop, Facebook them. And, of course, Betty Jo, we got to do something about your streaming, Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Attic Headquarters can never get into the chat room. That's really not fair. Not fair at all. Because Betty Jo is one of our great, great followers. And also Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And this December 17th. Will be the 30th anniversary of A Christmas Story. Interviews with Zach Ward and Julie Matthews, two original cast members. I always think of the lamp. I love that lamp, A Christmas Story. And it's on Broadway, so you don't want to miss Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. Steve Mendoza had a great show again this week. And everybody for tuning in to the chat room. You could also follow and ask to be reminded on Blog Talk Radio when the show will air. And that will help you out a lot, I think, when you want to find out when what's happening, when is it going on. And anyway, you know, and let's do a little, I don't know, feeling the room.
Take the money and run. Yeah, I'm high on the moon. Do bad things, good. The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon, I would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Oh, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
That was from Tom Carosa's live show. That was totally improvised. Yes, that was me on there and Tom Carosa, and we had a lot of fun. The audience would just call in and give us a couple of suggestions, and so Lint, I think, was one of them. Or that was Hurry Roger was the premise, and he would just put on an old-fashioned record, and then we just improvised whatever the music was. Sometimes he would change the record at, in the middle of the sketch, and that was always funny, too. All right, we're going to have a caller who I see is already in the switchboard room today, and I'm going to play their song, and I apologize. I mispronounced it last week, and I apologize if I mispronounce it again. I'm only on my first cup of coffee after a week filled of performing. So, oh, well, by the way, great show at the bitter end. The Pop City Tour was a lot of fun. Ah, screaming teenagers, who knew? Anyway, I had a lot of fun performing there. And it's Sister Mary Catheter. Okay, let's see. So, anyway, I was on the Comedy Music Coalition on Facebook, and these two guys, brothers, I believe, posted a video that was very entertaining in animation, and I liked it, and I contacted them. And I said, do I have your permission to play the song on my show? They said, sure. So they got back in touch with me. And the brothers are Daniel and Brian Thrasher. And they have a Facebook, Thrasher Nation. I love that. I always think of those comic books I used to read as a kid. Steve Mendoza in the chat room. Did you ever read those scary comic books with the Thrasher and the field and the ghost? Anyway, this has nothing to do with that. So why don't we play their song, and then we're going to bring them on. How about that? That sounds good to me. So let's hear it for Thrashermation, and it could be worse. Here we go.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you, and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue a corn on the cob, or have your laptop surgery fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames, or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but...
It could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumped you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh,
oops.
Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. And now I'm sure you can see it. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
Very funny. From the brother team, Daniel and Brian Thrasher. Let's see which one we have on hold right now. Do I have Brian or do I have Daniel?
Yes,
hello?
Daniel. Hi.
Daniel, we made it.
Yes, we did.
That is so cute. I love that song. It just stays in your head.
Thank you.
It could always be like ripped apart by lions. Anyway, all right. Thrashermation. I like saying that. Did you ever read those comic books, Daniel, growing up? Or was it just me?
No, I don't think I did.
No, they didn't have them during your era. Years and years ago, before they had superhero comic books, they had Thrasher comic books, basically, and it was all, the guy who was ripped apart by a thrashing machine in the field. But they were comic books with grisly endings. Anyway, that's what comes to mind, but I'm sure it's nothing like your animation. All right, so tell me about you and your brother, and how long have you been working together?
Okay, well, I started teaching myself animation a few years ago, and I started teaching myself music a few years before that, and at some point, I just thought, this is a lot of fun, and I thought working with my brother Brian would be a fun way to, you know, see what we could come up with. And so we just, about 6 months ago, we started collaborating on songs and animation ideas, and Thrashmation was born.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And is that your first one? And that's on YouTube, right?
Yes, that one's on YouTube.
All
and
right,
we're
so
actually working on the next music video for the next single.
All right, give them the website so they can go check it out and subscribe to you and then follow you.
Okay. On YouTube, it's just youtube.com/Thrashmation, and Thrashmation is Thrashimation.
Yeah,
it's
that's
Thrash Animation without the A-N.
With the A, yes, I know. Hard for me to pronounce without with only one cup of coffee. But but it's great. So are you a comedian as well, or you just got into music? How did this happen?
Well, I've always thought I had a sense of humor, but I guess I was more on the writer side of it, and I just liked the way that music was able to tell a story and kind of draw people in, and so I think I started at it more from like the music side of it, but I actually did parodies in high school, song parodies like Weird Al, and so I guess I kind of had a long history of doing comedic songs, but I wanted to try my hand.
What state or town?
Boise,
New York?
Idaho.
You're in Idaho? Are you calling from Idaho?
I am.
That's awesome. Hey, everybody. Steve Mendoza. He's calling from Idaho. There's other radio shows that are listening at the same time in the chat room. He's calling from Idaho. Uh-huh. That's terrific. And I found you on the Music Coalition. So what kind of animation did you learn? Did you take this in school, or you just did it all on your own, like the music, the animation?
I would guess for the most part it was self-taught. I read a lot of books on animation, and obviously I've been a big fan of animation growing up, you know, so, yeah, it was...
Did you find a program?
Part, was,
how did you come about it? I mean, did you take it as a class? Did you study it? How did you come about to dive into it?
I have a history of art, you know, I've done drawing, but animation itself, like, I only took a little tiny bit of an animation course, like, a long time ago in school, so... It was just, I was motivated to learn it, and it was, you know, it was a really good way to express, you know, what we were coming up with in our songs and in our, you know, script ideas, because you can pretty much make anything that you want.
Well, no, it's very impressive because it's you know, the syncing is, of course, the hard part, I assume, syncing everything to it, the motion and the music would be the hardest part. Did you do it on a Mac, or did you do, what kind of computer, PC?
Yeah, I'm working on a Mac.
On a
it's
Mac,
the
okay.
Creative
that's,
one.
Yeah, I love Mac. It's so great. It makes it so much easier. And the program, I guess you found a program online, and is that how you came about it, or...
Yeah, actually, at the time, I was experimenting with different animation programs to see which one was the best fit for me, and I tried Toon Boom and Flash and Anime Studio was the one that I ended up really bonding with.
Oh, really?
With, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I tried Anime Studio. It seemed very hard, so you must have worked very hard at doing it. Now, tell the audience, too, because you also have an EP. Let's hear about the EP.
Yeah, so about 6 months ago, I guess, we started writing comedic songs, and after... a few months, we recorded them, and we put them up on iTunes. The album's called It Could Always Be Worse, like the song.
Of course.
And yeah, it's available now, and we're
they
actually
can go to
working
iTunes
on...
Now, give them the full information where they can go to get it.
Okay. It's smarturl / ICBAW_EP, or if you just search for... It Could Always Be Worse or Thrashimation in iTunes. You'll probably be able to pull it up.
Okay. Yeah, this show stays online, by the way, Daniel, so people can listen to it again and again. It won't be this is live right now, but it stays online, and people could download the show and listen to the whole show as well on iTunes. So it stays up there. And so you have that. So you've done that with your brother. Do you like working with your brother?
I do. He's a
and
very
he's out
good...
of Idaho. He's there. You're both out of Idaho then.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, that's great. I love that you're doing this, and that I'm based in New York City. So this is it's an international, we have an international listenership, so this is kind of fun. Yay! We got the West coming out. But this is all good. What do you plan on doing this? Are you planning on entering any film festivals?
Jessica Delfino, who I'm sure you know,
yes,
recommended that we enter a film festival, which we entered one just yesterday, and we're also thinking about the comedy music festivals that she puts on. So,
Jessica Delfino,
getting ourselves out there.
Yeah, everyone knows Jessica from my show, actually. Jessica is, I love Jessica. I've worked with her numerous times here in the city, and she's just, I've always thought Jessica was ahead of her time and just a genius, seriously, a genius at just, she was blogging before people were blogging. She was making her own CDs before people were making their own, always ahead of the game, and this music coalition is just so great that she's got this started and reaching out, like I said, to people like you from all around the globe here. And so let's say your YouTube again that people can go to.
Okay, it's youtube.com/thrashermation.
/thrashermation. And they can go and they can check you out there. And what we would like you to do, if you're listening, Steve Mendoza from the Steve Mendoza Show, I'm going to announce your show shortly. Steve Mendoza. Steve, if you want to contact them, go to where can he reach you at? He can reach you on Facebook?
Sure.
On Facebook,
we have a
under
Facebook page, the Thrashermation.
Thrashermation, Steve, if you want to contact them regarding playing their music on your show. You can, Thrashermation. He's a very nice guy. Do you have any songs about cooking?
not yet, but
not
I guess
yet.
That'll
okay.
be on our list.
Anything, yeah. I also think you're pretty creative. You should do some shorts for some of the local merchants and try and get some ads out there and sell them as ads.
Yeah, that's
because
a good idea.
They're very cute that way. So contact them, Steve, if you want to, you know what? I love the song so much, I'm going to play it twice. How about that? So keep me posted, Daniel, and regards to Brian, and let me know whatever you're working on. Oh, Brian's video will air January 10th on the Nancy Lombardo Show. That's three channels in New York City, 34 and 83, and worldwide on the Internet, so you can watch it at www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's January 10th, so you can see the video, or if you don't want to wait, just go to Thrasher. Got to say it. Here comes Thrashermation. 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 Say it for me. Say it
Thrashermation.
For me.
Sounds like you got it.
Thrashermation at YouTube. And follow them and subscribe so you can see all their upcoming projects. Thank you for joining us on the show. And I've just got to play. It's pretty funny. I got to play it again, okay? It could be worse, okay? Thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What a nice guy. Let's play it again. It's just a fun song. It sticks in your head. Why not twice? They get an honor today.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw. Maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side. It could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue a corn on the cob, or have your laptop surgery fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames, or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it can always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it can always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
aren't those a little far-fetched? Maybe, but...
It could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh,
oops. Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. And now I'm sure you can see it. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse. Oh yeah. How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
Well, congratulations, Fred. Tomorrow you marry the chief's daughter.
Well, we didn't come up with anything on two archaeological digs. I have to do something, Jeff.
Well, it looks like they're preparing the pit of fire for you now.
No, that's not for me. What they're actually going to do is kill the vicious chicken babies from hell.
Mm.
And once they're cooked, they marinate them in an onion sauce and saute it in a white wine and raisin mixture. It's very tasty.
I see you have to fight your rival over there with a titanium toothpick. You know, they're very rare. Maybe we could take one of those back to the museum.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, marrying the chief's daughter like I am really puts you in a peculiar situation. I know the two of us have been partners for so long, and archaeological digs have been our life, but I think I'm going to just move in and set up a life here for myself, Jeff.
Well, I have a surprise for you. You know, I impressed the chief the other night by getting the top off a Molson beer bottle.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he made me medicine man. I'm the chief doctor around here now.
Oh, does that mean you may stick around too?
Oh, yes. You know, the other day I complained about having too few wonton. Why, the chief had an expedition go to China and bring me back all they had.
Well, gee, you know, with me living here and married to the chief's daughter and you living here as the medicine man, this is going to be a regular Paradise Island. I mean, you know, it's going to be our dream come true, Jeff.
I can't wait. You know, I always wanted to do crazy medical experiments. These people want me to transfer a hamster brain into the brain of a young man.
Oh, really?
Just to see if we'll run on a treadmill for a little while. It's entertaining.
Gee, I wonder where they're going to get a young man for you to do that with.
Well, there's plenty of college students nearby.
Oh, I see. Now, see what they're doing with the chicken babies? They're plucking the feathers off, and this is how you know which chicken babies are from hell and which ones aren't. If the feathers come off in even numbers, that means it's a clean chicken and not touched by the demon.
He's coming over here.
he
wants to know if you want a Molson beer.
Yes, I would like one. Tell him yes, please.
Okay, two Molsons, thank you.
You know, Jeff, I was kind of hoping I could talk you into practicing with the titanium toothpicks. You know, that joust I've got to do is really going to be a killer, and I'm going to need some practice.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because they always go right for the eyes.
The eyes?
Yeah. And you're going to have to fight without your glasses, so you're at a distinct disadvantage, you know.
I do, but you know it's worth it. You know, she's kind of pretty. I mean, you know, without my glasses, I think she's kind
of
pretty.
Hey, you got 300 pounds of woman there, fella.
I think you better appreciate
what's standing in front of you and behind you and over to the side of you at the same time.
And she absolutely never moves. I'll always know where she is.
Love is a many splendored thing.
It is, Jeff. And I was going to ask you this later, but I might as well do it now. Will you be the best savage at my ceremony?
You know, I was kind of hoping you'd ask. I fluffed up my feathers. What do you think of this, huh?
Oh, great, Jeff. That's great.
No, I don't want to outdo you, but you know how peacockish I get at special events.
The chicken babies from hell are almost done. What do you say we go wash up and sit down to a nice bloody meal?
Oh, I think so. Give me another beer, would you?
Sure.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza, for that great promo. Speaking of promos, Betty Jo, I hope I'm not running up your phone bill. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is listening online because her, whatever it is, scientific word for it, internet doesn't work, and she can't get into the chat room. But I know you're there, Betty Jo, because I recognize your phone number all the way from Pueblo, Colorado. And I used to order those government things you could get from the government for free. I forget what the book is, or even if they still have it. I was always amazed because one of the things you could get for free was a pony. You just had to show up. I was like, well, who knew? Just go pick it up. I think they were Mustangs when they were thinning out the herds. George Bettinger's not here, but we'll say a big shout-out. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Dream Stream Radio at 4 p.m. You can listen to George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. You could Facebook friend him, too. Steve Mendoza, oh, buddy, you good. You hung in the whole time, my buddy. All right, Steve Mendoza's show. Okay, Steve, thank you for emailing me the info. Sundays at 11 a.m., it's Big Band Brunch on Dream Stream Radio. And Thursdays at 4, it's the Juke Box Diner. What's a juke? It's the Juke Box Diner. So check Steve Mendoza out. Always a good show, always interesting. I am still marveling at the botulism you can catch from turkeys if you don't cook them right, Steve. Oh, it was scary. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. This Tuesday, Betty will be celebrating the 30th anniversary of A Christmas Story. Really, that long? Wow. With Zach Ward and Julie Matthews. Tune in to Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, follow Betty Jo on Facebook and also her blog and also her everything she writes. Betty Jo Tucker, thank you so much. Where does the time go when we're having such a great time? I don't know. I don't know. But speaking of Westerns that I like, I think we have to play this. Oh, I will mention the Wacko Network, even though they didn't tune in today. I'm sure they were very busy, but the Wacko Bob and the Wacko Network, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Let's hear it for them. And thank you, Thrashmation, for joining us finally. Who knew they were all the way on Idaho? And I found them on a Facebook page at the Music Coalition. Go, go, go. Speaking of Westerns I'd like to see, I mean, you've had the Django. Well, what about this one, written by Nancy? Here we go. Get ready for it. Here it comes. I think you know what it is.
Except for one.
joining in. I saw the Wacko Network logged in and logged out, Betty Jo. But we plugged them anyway, didn't we? We did. We did. Thank you, Betty Jo, for listening. You're the best, Betty Jo. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. Tune in. And remember, Merry, M-A-R-Y, Christmas is still available on CD Baby. Get it soon before it's Christmas. Please, please get it soon. Please. Thank you. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for joining us on Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. And everybody have a nice warm day. Okay. Bye-bye.